This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that breaking language barriers should be our collective responsibility. Inaugurating the 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi highlighted that many saints of Maharashtra showed society a new direction through the Bhakti movement in the Marathi language. He added that the Marathi language and Marathi literature have performed the remarkable task of opening the doors of social liberation for the oppressed and deprived sections of the society.
मराठी भाषा और मराठी साहित्य ने समाज के शोषित वंचित वर्ग के लिए सामाजिक मुक्ति के द्वार खोलने का भी अद्भुत काम किया है.
Prime Minister Modi pointed out that there has never been any enmity among Indian languages, rather they have enriched each other. The three-day Sammelan will host a diverse array of panel discussions, book exhibitions, cultural performances and interactive sessions with eminent literary figures. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underlined that in order to retain its leadership, the G20 must be accurately reflective of global challenges in their entirety. He said this during his remarks at the G20 Foreign Ministers Meeting session on G20 objectives for 2025 at Johannesburg in South Africa yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar stressed that the G20 must always place the imperatives of collaboration higher than the compulsions of competition. On international disaster response, Dr. Jaishankar said, India supports strong frameworks for preparedness, emergency response, recovery and reconstruction. Dr. S. Jaishankar also met Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong and French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot at the India-Australia-France trilateral meeting in Johannesburg yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the three countries have shared interests in the Indo-Pacific and the potential to strengthen each other's position. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that Japan has been a key ally in India's economic growth and is the fifth largest source of foreign investment. Addressing the India-Japan Economy and Investment Forum in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said that foreign direct investment from Japan has exceeded $43 billion between 2000 and 2024. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has imposed a monetary penalty of 39 lakh rupees on Citibank for non-compliance with certain directions related to large exposures framework and furnishing of credit information to credit information companies. The government has said that around 17 lakh new employees have been enrolled under the Employees State Insurance Scheme in the month of December 2024. As per the provisional payroll data of ESIC released yesterday, 20,360 new establishments were brought under the Social Security ambit of the ESI scheme during the month, ensuring social security for more workers. The Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela 2025 will be organized in New Delhi today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate the Mela. The theme of the three-day fair is Unnat Krishi Viksit Bharat. Over 59 crore 31 lakh devotees have taken holy dip at the Triveni Sangam of Mahakumbh in Prayagraj so far. Millions of devotees from worldwide continue to attend the grand festival every day. Around 1 crore 28 lakh devotees, including many eminent personalities, took holy dip in the Sangam yesterday. Among the prominent dignitaries today, Union Minister and BJP National President J.P. Nadda will take holy dip in the Sangam and offer prayers. He will be accompanied by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. In the hockey FIH Pro League, the Indian men's team secured a 3-1 victory against Ireland at the Kalinga Hockey Stadium in Bhubaneswar last evening. Both the teams will again face each other today at the same venue. The match will begin at 5:15 p.m. Earlier in the women's section of the tournament, India lost 0-4 to Germany. Both the teams will again face each other today at the same venue. The match will begin at 5:15 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.